Well, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration, and I truly am praying that this will be an inspiration to you as you call in and hear different brothers sharing the Word of God, that you will be inspired and filled with the Word of God, that you might be able to be a witness here in this earth, that people could see that you and that myself and all those that name Christ would be a light shining on a hill. And we may come into some very dark times. I'm sure that that's a great possibility for this nation as we see things kind of falling apart here and there. But you know, when it gets very, very dark, the light shines very bright. I know that some of you may not use electricity, but we have a little nightlight in the bathroom, because where we are in the country, it gets very, very dark at night, and sometimes it's hard to see your way. We have a little bit of light, and when you turn that light on during the day, you can hardly even notice that it's going. But when it gets dark, when it is very dark, that light seems to be putting out so much light. You can see it all the way down through the hall. It's not obnoxious light, but it is very, very much making itself known when it's dark all around. And so I believe God wants us also to be little lights shining in this dark world we live. How do we do that? Well, we do that by looking to Him and asking Him to be our lifeline, to be our nutrients and our supply, that we might be salt and light in this world that we live. I'd like to read to you out of Psalm 71, and I don't know for sure this is a psalm of David, but I assume that it is. My Bible doesn't say. But I like to see the writings here of a heart of a man that would pour himself out to God. I'm encouraged by what I read in the Psalms and all of the Bible, but sometimes I just need to go to the Psalms and encourage myself, because I see writings of a man that had great success in God, but he also had some deep, deep valleys to go through. And you know, I think that all mankind goes through these kinds of experiences. And I see here somebody that was willing to confess to God those things and express desire and watch God do a miracle. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 71 today. And it says, "In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me, and save me. Be Thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for Thou art my rock and my fortress." I just want to pause here for a moment. The writer here is just acknowledging that God is a strong habitation, a strong place, a place of safety. And he says, whereunto I may continually resort. We can go back continually to God, our strong tower, our help. And that's when we do the best, when we continually go to God and ask Him for help and rest in His strength. He wanted God to be His strong habitation. Verse 4, "Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man, for Thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By Thee I have been holden up from the womb. Thou art He that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of Thee." You see this this heart that is overflowing, understanding where his life comes from, where his protection comes from, where his safety lies in Lord God Almighty. Verse 7, "I am as a wonder unto many, but Thou art my strong refuge." I want you to see how often he refers to God as a shelter, a safety, a strong refuge. Verse 8, "Let my mouth be filled with Thy praise and with Thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. As we abide in him, we recognize that God alone is our helper. Now, he'll use a brother. He'll use people in our lives. Yes, he will. That's his plan, his purpose. But ultimately, our help, it comes from God. And I'm encouraged with this. Verse 13, let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. I want you to see here that this is not written from the perspective of, oh, I just am blessed on every side, which is true, but there was some adversaries. There were some challenges. There was some distress. And those things come into our lives, I believe, to, for one reason at least, is to help us to recognize that, wow, I need some help here. I don't think I can go this alone. God brings those things so that we can recognize that very easily and be able to put our trust completely in him. Verse 15, my mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only, God's righteousness. Verse 17, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. It was at least a desire for this person that was looking to God. And like I say, I believe David, but it doesn't matter really. This is somebody that recognized, my strength is from God. I've seen it in the past. God has been with me. And now I'm gray-headed and I'm old. And God, don't forsake me now. And I don't believe that God is wanting to forsake anybody. But, you know, when we get to our older age, people get feeble. The strength is not there. There's a lot of challenges that would come with becoming old, and people fear it. And here he says, God, don't forsake me in my old age, but help me. And I love this. He says, don't forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation. He wants to be a witness and a testimony to his generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. It's not just a vision for right now, this generation, but also everyone that is to come. That's you and me. We can see that there was a man that put his trust in the Almighty God and was not disappointed. So I want to encourage you today, look to God. He will not disappoint you. And it's not just for your sake alone, but it's for others also, that this generation that we live in would see that there truly is a God, and he's at work in his people. And not only this generation, but the generation to come. That is such a wonderful blessing. May God give us all that testimony, that we could be light and salt for him and his kingdom. May God bless you today.